you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. if you're listening to us live out here on the Pacific Coast. A little after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east if it ain't that time. Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7. Or you've downloaded it, or you've yodeled us. You've downloaded us from, I had a beer. I might have had a beer. It's Friday. I don't have to
down
work at night.
Down-yodel this, baby. Fuck you, Donald Trump.
iTunes, Stitcher, cunt. crabdiving.com. However you receiveth us, we appreciate it. A whole hell of a lot. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, blasting at your ear holes. thanks for hanging in. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Eat my dick.
No, we appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Only if you're a right-wing nut job, eat his dick.
Yeah, grab a fork, dummy.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. You can communicate with us live if you like at Crab Diving on the Twitter machine. You can toss us a message over on our Facebook page, also facebook.com/crabdiving. We always check that occasionally through the show. And, what the hell? Take a naked pic and send it to us on Instagram.
Who's in charge of wading through all the sack? The sack pics. Oh, yeah. No. I'm on sack approval duty, okay?
Sack approval?
Yeah, we cannot share this sack. This sack is unshareable.
Hot sack or not sack?
Share my sack.
Wasn't there used to be like
hot sack.
Hot or not?
Hot sack!
Horrible website where people would submit pictures of people and then
it still exists.
Oh, really?
It has to still exist.
People are horrible.
Anything that's horrible exists.
Oh yeah, bullshit.
Thanks for joining us this Faithless Friday, everybody. This is when we usually try to tackle some of the more evangelistical stories of the week in politics. But goddamn, it's hard to avoid that shit during the week.
Yeah,
these days,
man.
Because the Republican Party is filled one of those little baby pools full of holy water, and they just dive into it and roll around. Actually, with holy oil, they're all oiled up.
Oh yes,
lathering themselves up
in their wrestling onesies
and turning, trying to make all of us into Jesus-y types.
I was gonna say wrestling fans. Isn't that a big Trump? Don't you think that's a big Trump demo? Are all wrestling fans voting for Donald Trump, or are all Donald Trump fans into wrestling? God. Nice gong work.
Thank you.
I shat that one up. I fucked it up. Can we try that again, please?
Should we rewind?
Rewind.
We'll cut that out of the podcast version, which you can download at iTunes or Stitcher at crabdiving.com. Hey, if you download us from iTunes or Stitcher, you know, it actually helps us float to the top of the search engines there if you leave us a positive review, if you like what we're doing here.
Yeah,
it doesn't cost you jack shit. A few minutes of your time, And a couple of kind words would be greatly appreciated.
Or shitty words. Words are words.
If you're going to buy something on Amazon, give us, we could toss us a couple of shekels off the top. Doesn't cost you anything. Go to our portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy through that, we get a little nibble. We get our beaks wet. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out.
That's right, baby.
So, lots going on this Faithless Friday here, crab diving.
Yes.
All kinds of stories of right-wing assholery and bullshittery.
Right.
Dickwatery.
You know, at some point in the show today, I do have a couple of stories about koala bears that I need some help with. Particularly one involving Australia and some in political corruption, which is very fucking strange.
I see.
I tried to figure it out last night.
Was there something about hugging koalas I thought I saw? Yeah, we'll get to that. I've got an animal story. We'll do when animals get pissed.
There's another koala bear story that's not as nice.
Or get hugged. Yeah, we can get to the headlines, see what's going on. I actually have been tuned out a little bit, so I don't know what's going on here.
Are you tired of the world? Are you sad?
Yes, but I also have not been paying attention. Here is Ms. Palin taking us into the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, March 18th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Yes. Congratulations.
Redlining.
What is that? Oh, too loud.
No, you could be as loud as you want. I have to adjust the adjusticles to make sure that it doesn't spike too high.
Red
and
line.
You know, we've been having some issues with our sound people. We've had summary executions in the sound department,
right?
And have gotten them in line.
I don't want to make that mass grave any bigger than it already is.
Right. over at the Commie Pinko Liberal, Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy.
What they find the most important right now as their headline. It is a photograph of GOP senator from my old home state of Illinois. For those that don't live there.
Who the fuck is that?
Mark Kirk. Okay. Republican. What are you guys thinking? Illinois, what the fuck? I mean, Chicago, get out and vote and kick out the Republicans. Right. Get rid of that Republican, that horrible Republican governor.
Fucking hayseeds out in the middle of nowhere, right?
Well, they get out and vote and the enlightened people up in Chicago are, it's too cold. So they're like, fuck it, we're not going outside.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get high. Senator Mark Kirk said today, well, the headline over at the HuffPo says, GOP senator, man up and cast a vote. Well, see, here we go. Senator Mark Kirk is one of these guys in one of those purpley states that...
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
That's great. Nobody could hear that.
One of those... No, it's something shiny for me. Okay. I just, you know, I have the attention span of a hummingbird. Mark Kirk is one of those purple state senators, purple, you know, if you leave the cock ring on too long. Yeah.
It's better than having the penis of a hummingbird, by the way.
Right. So he's in a purple state he's up for re-election.
Oh, okay.
And it doesn't poll really well the obstruction of this Supreme Court nominee bullshit. That turtle man, Mitch McConnell.
Mitch the bitch.
Has entrenched. He's pushed all of his jowls forward.
Ugh.
And set himself up.
Gross is he.
In a defensive position. And he ain't moving.
Is he prone?
Who could tell?
Is he prostrate?
Prostrate. Yeah, I know. A prostrate exam. Yeah, so, you know, it's not real popular, and the Democrats have vowed to do nothing but shock and awe for the next several months over this issue. Do your fucking job, Senate. The president, it's with well within his right. It's his job. It's his duty.
Liquid you.
To nominate a Supreme Court justice when somebody has a grabber.
So,
but at what? Their secret meeting with their robes on.
Oh, God.
Out somewhere in the woods shooting quail.
Why do rich people do that? Like that Eyes Wide Shut kind of shit. They have like skull and bones.
I don't understand that at
weird
all.
Weird ass clubs. I mean, are you any anything like, do you have any clubs you're in where you wear like a weird hat? I mean, I'm on a softball team. I guess I could, that, you know.
Well,
I
yeah, but that's, for that. That's not. It's different.
We all play naked with fucking masks on. You know, I played a guy one time. This dude played us. He batted barefoot. He played the whole wow. game with no shoes.
Okay.
Kind of wacko does that. Anyway, I just don't know.
Did he play well?
Yeah, he was real fucking good.
Well, then there.
There you go. The same game, a pregnant woman scored a double.
Wow.
Oh, God. Just seeing a pregnant woman rounding first and trotting into second doesn't make you feel good about your team.
That's impressive, though.
Yeah. Is it more for her or more on us? I feel like it's more on us.
Do you get 2 points?
No, dude.
If she crosses home?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because, yes, but her fetus has to tag the dish.
Her little hand reaches out.
Oh, yeah. It helps. I mean, it helps her fielding. She's got 4 hands instead of 2.
So it looks like Mark Kirk is trying to put some armor around his balls.
Oh, yes.
And protect himself in the upcoming election.
Good
because
luck.
Because the Democratic challenger... I think it's, is it Tammy Duckworth? Yeah, he might be fucked. Tammy Duckworth.
Yeah.
Representative. She's the one that.
Is she standing up for what we believe in or not?
Exactly. She's the one that last week the Republicans so made an oops and tweeted out, like, does she won't stand up for the veterans? And Tammy Duckworth is a veteran who was injured in an IED explosion. And lost both of her legs. She's a double amputee and walks with prosthetics. So poor choice of words.
Oh yeah,
at best.
Dude, I saw this guy in my gym. He was a double amputee. He had 2 prosthetic legs. Fucking working out and everything. And he challenged me to a race around the track. And I told him no. I thought it was unfair. He had an unfair advantage because he has those manufactured legs.
All right.
They shouldn't be allowed to.
Look, I'm going to put a 3-stage rocket up my asshole and let's have a race.
Yeah, let's have a gangbang off.
And let's see if that's a fair. I'll have to take a shit in a bag the rest of my life, but
Boba Fett.
I'll be fast.
Boba Fett.
Right.
Boba Fett's rocket.
We don't know how that suit was hooked up.
In his asshole. Well, Boba Fett.
I don't know.
Boba Fett didn't have an asshole. He was a. No, wait.
No, that's a suit, I think.
Boba Fett's not a robot.
I don't think so. Okay. I think it's a dude.
You know,
or dudette. We don't.
I always thought.
I don't think we ever saw.
They weren't droids.
Boba's genitals.
I think Boba was a guy.
I think so, too.
Are there any female stormtroopers? Because I never see any, like, little.
Booby bumps
in the
armor. I don't think so.
How
I think
sexist.
It's very sexist.
Yes.
So Mark Kirk trying to protect himself from a close race by saying, I think we should have a vote. Man up and cast a vote, he says. So
back up.
The rest of the Republicans will say he's a big old rhino, but nobody cares because it's in Illinois. So, you know, he's doing that. I wouldn't be surprised if What's-Her-Face did something similar in New York. Ayotte? Where's Kelly Ayotte from? She's another one who's...
Kelly Ayotte.
Purpley.
I don't know who the fuck that is. She's a senator?
She is a senator from New Hampshire.
Does she have both of her legs? And if so,
she's
what does she stand for?
Limbed.
Yeah. See, Republicans, that's what you do before you tweet something like that. You gotta check!
She is, from... New Hampshire, and she's kind of got the same deal going. She's in a purple state that if the people get pissed off enough, and especially with the Trump threat and or the Cruz threat up in New Hampshire, I don't think Cruz, even the Republicans in New Hampshire like him. Nobody likes him.
Oh, yeah.
But especially up there, it's not as evangelical-ish. And they just might not show up. Fuck it. I'm not going to go vote for Cruz. Let Hillary win or Bernie, hopefully. And
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are putting out on Facebook that Bernie's not done.
I don't think he's not.
He's got a chance.
It's, yeah, it ain't easy, but he still has a chance.
For the good of the party, should he resign?
No.
Right.
But we're not delusional either. There's, yeah, yeah. You know, these Bernie...
Bernie bros.
Well, yeah, Bernie bots, Bernie bros or whatever. I had a little exchange with one on our... On our page.
What did you say?
And,
did you issue forth a schlonging?
Yeah, you might have, there might have been a little butthurt involved after something I typed. But, yeah, he's basically saying, I won't vote. She's a crook. She's a criminal. I won't vote. Lesser of evils.
You got to so vote, if it's, dumbass. It's either,
and it started with a vote for Hillary, yes, is a vote for Trump.
How's that?
Is what they said.
How does that make sense?
Don't ask me. Because she's such a heinous criminal, none of the Democrats will get behind her. The Democrats are all ambivalent about it.
Okay, so Hillary's a criminal. Let's say she is. What do you think the rest of the Democrats are? Little angels? They're all criminals, maybe.
Well, and I said something about... feel free to pat yourself on your back for your anti-establishment cred while the country is burning under President Trump.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
We went through this in 2000. No, we can't do this again.
It's
you
not
can't,
the same
you
thing.
Got, it is the same thing. And you have to vote. You have to vote. You have to use your brain when it comes to important close elections. We can't, if you're a true progressive, you can't say, well, Hillary's a fucking crook and she's not a real progressive. She's a moderate Republican or something like that. Well, okay, it's still better than anything on the other side that's going to set the progressive progress we've made over the past 100 fucking 50 years that time. The Republicans are going to destroy everything. Hillary might do status quo. She might, you know, not be as strong on trade and might not be as rough on Wall Street as we would like, but she's not going to overturn Roe v. Wade. She's not going to put somebody in the Supreme Court that's going to do that. She's going to go after campaign finance. She believes the earth is getting fucking hotter and there's something we could do about it. These are major differences.
Yeah, and we don't even know what Trump will do, right? Because we don't actually know.
Well, who knows?
Because
but regardless.
Don't you want to hear what he told the New York Times? Aren't you the least bit curious?
Oh, that secret tape that
he
would never do that because, you know, it's not what you do. He doesn't want to do that to the Times.
The thing is, I want to know what my candidate is really thinking.
Right.
I want to know what he's really going to do. I mean, doesn't it make you feel like on some level, God, I hate that cliche, on some level, why do people say that? It's so stupid. I say it. It doesn't mean jack shit. It means I don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm trying to put filler in between my ideas to appear smarter.
To kill here.
On some level, don't you feel like maybe Hillary really did put Donald up to it? Maybe she was like, listen, Donald, if you run against me,
Bill,
I'll give you a blowjob.
They called.
Or whatever.
They called, right? There was
an
acknowledgement from Bill Clinton's toadies and from Trump's flying monkeys that there was a phone call, and it was Donald basically saying, hey, I'm thinking of running for president. What do you think? Now, from then on, they won't say what they both say. Bill was like, yeah, sure, go for it. Why not? If you think, you know, whatever. But who knows? Bill could be the evil genius behind the giant Scud missile he sent back at the Republican Party by telling Trump to run. But look at look what's happening. I mean, how many black people are going to have to get beaten up at rallies
totally scary.
To prove this point?
Should be unacceptable. Captain Phasma, by the way, or Phasma. I don't know the exact pronunciation. Female stormtrooper. Twitter is telling me this.
Really?
Yep.
There you go.
Captain Phasma.
The I've just seen why is oh that must be a basketball reference. Follow us on the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving. Tweet us during the show.
Schwattas.
Most of everything that's trending right now has to do with March Madness.
Oh God, guys,
basketball, college basketball.
Right. By the way, listen to the Daily Upper Decker if you want to fill out a winning bracket. There's a show that's on tonight at 8 p.m. Yeah, you know, yes, listen to that show and everything, but why are we into college basketball so much? Like, what is that about? Don't you guys know those players are fucking slaves?
Kind of.
Well, I mean, not like slaves back in the day.
Right.
But I mean, they're working. They're providing a service.
I believe they are exploited. Yeah.
Yes. And no one's paying them because they, what? It's a pleasure. It's a privilege.
I guess. And they get their education
free. Well, how much? But those ads, the commercials that are sold and all that shit when the March Madness plays, no, those are all free, right? Nobody charges for those. Right. And it's to get into the games. You don't have to buy a ticket.
Anybody
can just walk in.
And TV rights. Nah, that's all free.
But if a recruiter or somebody buys some kid a ham sandwich, they go to jail or get suspended. God, listen, you self-righteous assholes in these college sports, you're hypocrites.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's dumb it down.
Bye.
Let's go monosyllabic.
Fuck you, hippie.
And think middle age.
I mean
middle ages, not middle age.
Eat my medieval dick.
Here we go. The Drudge Report, the headline says, paper... I don't know what that means.
But is it the birth certificate?
Somebody put out a paper.
Oh, okay.
Hillary NSA battle brewing.
Oh, no!
Dun, dun, dun.
What are they referring to?
This is from, The Observer? I don't know what this is.
The Observer. It's a paper.
It says Observer News and Politics.
Is it left-leaning?
I don't know. It could be.
NSA. Is the NSA, they're the people, the Secret Service and all that bullshit, right?
National Security, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's the same thing?
The FBI has been investigating Clinton for months, but an even more secretive federal agency has its own important beef with her, according to this piece.
Oh, no. Is this going to sink her candidacy?
If it's true...
Is it?
Yeah, I don't. Oh, this might. I wonder if this has to do with the phone. There was a story that came out. I just saw the headlines of it, and frankly, this is really long. And I think they buried the lead somewhere way deep down. The NSA did not provide her with a big fancy, special secure BlackBerry like they did for Barack Hussein Obama.
Why?
But that, and she wanted one for herself, but they said, we can't. It's just too much. The special bells and whistles they put on the president's BlackBerry just it's a one-time deal.
What is on that BlackBerry? What makes it so special?
Well, it's encrypted and everything. Nobody can break into
is
that shit.
Is it different than this?
I would
phone?
Think than that, yeah, you're
this
1984.
Fuck you. Listen.
This Toyota, Camry,
iPhone. Does Barack Hussein Obama, does he have a four-digit passcode? Or does he have to ejaculate?
6969.
Right. I need a DNA swab.
She wanted one for herself, but they said, you know, you can't do that. Well, I guess then her and her people, they went and got... She just got another BlackBerry and just was using it or something. And I think they've got their...
this is from the store?
I think they've got their undies twisted about that she might have been using an unsecure, unspecified BlackBerry or something like that.
Why the fuck did they get her a phone then if they have such a problem with it? She made an effort.
We'll try to follow up on this.
Crab diving follow-up.
But that's all I can discern now from these...
If we remember.
Fucking headlines.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what's going on there.
Oh,
at
shit.
The Drudge Report. They're also quite happy about the fact that one of the assholes involved in the Paris attack, terrorist attack over in Paris, has been caught.
Yes.
Salah Abdeslam.
Shit.
Was shot in the leg. captured alive by police commandos.
Oh.
God,
I'm surprised. I mean, are you surprised they're still looking for this guy?
Found him in Brussels.
Okay.
After evading French and Belgian authorities for 4 months, he was arrested.
Uh-oh.
I just saw the word coming up. I'm 12 years old. He was today arrested during a siege on his bolt hole.
What is that?
In the rundown Molenbeek district of Brussels. Bolt hole. It's like what Saddam went. It's a hole in the ground that you to which you bolt.
Leave me bolt hole alone.
Well,
tickle me bolt hole. What? So he was in a fucking hole?
I don't think. I think it's
a bolt hole.
I think they're being a metaphor.
I mean, if you were that guy, would you just assume the cops were still on your tail or looking for you, or would you think at this point they'd be like, "Who fucking cares?"
It was like the number one wanted guy in Europe. So,
but it was like 4 months ago.
You think they forgot?
I don't know what they have. Did they write shit down?
Probably.
Probably.
They have cell phones and shit.
Dude, we assume a lot of the powers that be, and then when the curtain is removed, you just see what a fucking joke everybody is. Nobody writes shit down. Nobody reads. All right, that's all. I'm done. I'm sorry.
He Tuesday, they thought they had him, but he escaped through a skylight.
Oh, shit.
As police stormed a flat in the Forest neighborhood in Brussels.
Does this guy only deal in passageways, bolt holes, skylights? Did he live in a chimney?
So
meet me at the laundry chute.
French President François Hollande has already asked for the Belgiites to extradite Abdeslam, the dude. So they're going to try to get him back to France as soon as possible. So there you go. The French, the right wing French nut jobs will be thrilled and jerking off like crazy today.
Oh yeah, where would you hide
with wine and cheese?
Oh yeah, well, where would you hide if you were on the run from anyone, from the French police or whoever is chasing you? Like, why is this guy in Europe? Why wouldn't he have gone to
ISIS? Antarctica? Why doesn't he go to Why doesn't he go to where he's a hero?
Well, because I mean, this guy's in Europe, right? He was in France. Huh?
Cocky. He got out.
Cock.
Twice. He escaped from these guys, so he probably figured, fuck it, they can't catch me.
I get why you wouldn't want to go to Syria. Syria sucks. Compared to Brussels?
Yes.
I mean, I'd rather be in Brussels. Do you want to go to Syria? That guy's like listening to this show. He's like, you go to ISIS, dickhead. It sucks.
I saw a guy who they recently caught in Mosul or something like that, and an ISIS dude. And it turns out he was born in like North Carolina. He's an American.
Hey.
And he had an interview and he said, he goes, wow, that was the biggest mistake of my life. He said he did it for a girl. He fell in love with a girl. She was way into ISIS.
Oh, God.
So he went to Mosul and he's like, it's a hellhole. It's a shithole. It's horrible.
Well, you'd think, where is Mosul? What country is that? Or is that a country? Is it
Iraq?
Oh, okay. Well, shit. I've never fucking been. I don't know where the fuck it is.
It's Iraq.
Oh my God. I ever so briefly, a friend of mine sort of looked into that USO tour thing you can do. Jeez, shit, man. I don't want to go to Iraq.
For comedy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what else would I go there for? To shoot people? I don't like guns. God, Mosul.
Yeah.
He moved from North Carolina to Mosul.
Yeah, and didn't like it a whole lot. Ended up not liking the lifestyle.
What do you think's worse, Alabama or Mosul?
And he said the people there, he said, don't, you know, everything that we say that reasonable people realize, that the average Iraqi running around or walking around the streets trying to live their fucking lives, don't know from ISIS and don't know from America. They don't give a shit. They just want to live their lives. ISIS comes in and takes them the fuck over. There's just not a hell of a lot they can do about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
there's nothing you can do about it.
Right. You know, who is ISIS killing? The ISIS comes to town and says, if you don't follow our specific brand of Islamitude, we're going to chop your heads off. If you don't swear allegiance to ISIS, we're going to chop your heads off. So right. I think I would say,
I love ISIS.
Yeah, what do you want me to say and do so we right. can avoid this bullshit?
And that's what this guy kind of said. He's like, don't condemn the whole religion, Donald Trump.
Right.
Don't condemn the whole religion for what these assholes are how they're bastardizing the whole religion.
But that's like saying don't be stupid. And that is a tall order.
Right.
I mean, if you've been listening to Crab Diving every day, every weekday, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, programming, always streaming.
And some actor got run over on the set.
God, I'm so glad that's not me. Could you imagine someone reading on some fucking podcast? Oh, look, some actor got ran over.
Dylan O'Brien rushed to the hospital after they were filming Maze Runner Death Cure.
What in the fuck is that?
24-year-old actor was reportedly run over by a car.
Oh, shit, guys.
Suffered multiple broken bones.
Oh, that's it? God, that would hurt, man. Depending on the car.
Teen Wolf. Car. He's one of the stars of Teen Wolf on TV.
Oh, no.
He plays Thomas in the Maze Runner series. Well,
I hope, listen, I hope he's okay. I'm sorry. Teen Wolf is a great show, and I hope that, they'll be able to keep filming.
It's one of the headlines on the HuffPo. I couldn't avoid it.
I'm going to need a 20 on the rest of the Teen Wolf cast. I want to make sure they're okay. can we check real quick? Check their Facebook
Well, that's
statuses.
Why I said some actor. I mean, if it was, Tom Cruise, I would have said, oh my God, Tom Cruise got run over by a car. We'd all know.
That's an impossibility.
Because I didn't know who he was.
Tom Cruise has too many thetans to get run over by a car. Don't be ridiculous.
Before we get to some more religiosity stuff, and don't forget, about an hour's time at the bottom of the next hour, ladies and gentlemen, many people's favorite part of the week is when we play the Billboard top 5 songs of the week, according to Billboard.com.
How many songs does Bieber have in the top? I'm going to say,
I'm going to say two.
I was going to guess two.
It was two last week, right?
Right.
Shat forth another.
Oh, yes. Was anyone in the Gossip Girls injured in that car accident?
Gossip Girls.
Like, Teen was a shitty show. The Gossip Girls, man.
Are they remaking? They're remaking that, right?
Oh, yeah.
They called. Finally, they were able to officially call the Missouri primary.
Okay,
for Hillary Clinton, it was so close.
Oh, they gave it to a crook, a liar, a thief.
Sanders finally conceded. About 1,500 votes only separated the two of them. But the bad part is that the winner of the state gets a bonus. I mean, there wasn't that huge of a difference overall in delegates because it was proportional, obviously. If it's that close, they're going to get damn near the same amount of delegates. But then the winner of the state gets a bonus of, I don't know, X number of delegates anyway, so for winning the state. So she does get that extra little bump that they finally called it yesterday for Hillary Clinton.
Do you think there's any chance that Hillary will do something altruistic and she'll say,
no,
listen, Bernie, you know what? I recognize you are the true progressive. It would be better if our country went in your direction. You know what? Why don't you run for president? I'll be your VP candidate. Let's go get Donald Trump. Is there any chance of that?
Yeah.
I mean, can we have something like amazingly good happen? I mean, why is that not a possibility? She can't wake up and have that epiphany.
No.
Okay.
I mean,
fuck it. It's Faithless Friday. Of course she can't.
Right.
Fuck everything.
We have, Marco Rubio.
Hello, Marco Rubio.
You might remember him.
Oh, yeah.
He went back. We put up a cartoon on our Facebook page of, he walks into his office at the Senate and the secretary there says, I'm sorry, the senator's not in.
And he's like, I'm your boss. It's a reference to the fact that he's never fucking there.
Nobody recognizes him.
He has gone back. He told...
I mean, maybe he had foam on his face.
He was still brushing the
foam party
out of his nose hairs.
Do you think he has a...
other substances out of other hairs.
Oh, yeah. Does he...
Bleeding from her eyes, bleeding from her whatever.
Do they have a special recipe that makes the best foam? You're like, what do people use? A dishwashing detergent matched with...
Well, I would assume it's got to be something pretty mild. I mean, you don't want people screaming, my eyes, is there...
Yeah, but I know, that's my point.
Trying to find each other's holes in the foam.
But no. You're making this foam party out to sound something that's sexualized.
Come on.
Well, how do you know, man? Do you remember that weird-ass nude beach in...
Mezo Beach, the Mezomani Beach in Wisconsin, of course.
You know, when I went on a canoe trip, and you go past that Mezo nude beach, it's so funny because the people that rent you the canoes, they'll tell you, they say, now listen here, about a quarter mile up the river on the left-hand side, there'll be a bunch of naked people fishing. Don't worry about them. They won't bother you.
That giant pink beach ball with a little brown spot on it. My God.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But those people just kind of frolicked. You know what I mean? They just were frolicking. They were running around, skipping. There wasn't anything inherently.
Frolicking.
Honestly, that's what if I had to describe it, that's what I would say.
They
a bunch of
playing
fat asses.
Volleyball and
not
shit
one
like that.
Female. Not one female. As far as I can fucking tell. Maybe there were a few. It was Wisconsin. Sorry. But maybe that's the spirit of the foam party.
Marco Rubio.
Okay.
In the halls of the Senate yesterday, being asked about his future.
Oh, who cares? Who gives a fuck about this guy? Fuck him.
His return to Capitol Hill today. Let's listen. This is on
the fracture of the party and be damaging to the conservative movement. So.
Would you consider being Cruz's vice president?
No, I'm not going to be anybody's vice president. I'm not interested in being vice president. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I'm not going to be vice president. I'm not running for governor of Florida. I'm going to finish out my term in the Senate over the next 10 months. We're going to work really hard here, and we have some things we want to achieve, and then I'll be a private citizen in January.
And you're not.
There you go.
I love it.
I'm not going to, but interesting, he said he's not running for governor.
Oh, yeah.
Of Florida. He's not going to run for vice president. Oh, yeah. He's not going to be governor.
Does he sound dejected to you?
He sounds sad.
It's so funny. Yeah. I love sad Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio's sad. Don't be a crybaby.
The headline of the video even says, Marco Rubio emotionally announces he will not seek senatorial reelection.
I'm not going for governor. Oh, he's not even... He's not even going to be a senator again. Oh. Well, we'll be a senator. Rubio don't want to be governor.
No, he gave up his Senate. He Hail Mary'd. He gave up the Senate. He didn't want to run for Senate at the same time he was running for El Presidente.
What's the fucking difference, Marco? Run for both. You shit out the same bullshit for either one. It doesn't make a fucking difference. Go make America great again.
I mean, that's what they were saying about Rand Paul, because, you know, he's running for re-election in in Kentucky.
I barely even remember who that fuck is.
Yeah, he kind of fell off the face of the planet.
You know, it's so funny.
I gotta get off HuffPo.
Oh, wait. You know, he had that racist campaign manager or whatever, the guy that...
Who?
Rand Paul, didn't he have some bullshit?
Yes.
It's kind of... does
campaign worker,
you know,
yeah.
It's how meaningless is that, by the way, compared to Trump? Like, does that even register? Oh, he had a campaign manager that was...
Well, there was an article yesterday that said, with a picture of Howard Dean, and it said, do you remember when yelling, "Ee!" was enough to disqualify you for the presidency, and now you can get up there and say, I think she's a cunt, and the crowd will send you waves of love.
And I mean, it's not even hypocrisy that bothers anyone. It's not even lying. It's nothing.
Right.
Trump is speaking out against... laws and trade laws that he in loopholes he's currently taking advantage of.
Right.
Like that shirt thing. He's like, don't do what I'm doing right now. Please don't. It's horrible, but I'm doing it.
We're going to bring it all back.
Yeah.
But why would I do it? If I'm not going to make money.
Oh, my God. And by the way, if that bothers you, if that doesn't bother you, maybe it bothers you that he wants to deport a bunch of Mexican people that he thinks are rapists.
Well, I mean... The man yesterday was asked who his foreign policy advisors are, and he said, myself, because I have a really good brain. And
me good
I've
brain.
Said a lot of things.
Me good brain. Me talk a lot.
Not even, I've said a lot of intelligent things or important things. I have a really good brain, and I've said a lot of things.
That means, he means he's very smart. Meaning, like, if you believe in me...
It sounds like a four-year-old.
I have a good brain. I say a lot of things. Doesn't that sound like, what is that thing they used to... The English? They thought their king was anointed by God? Or was... there was some...
That's most of them, yeah.
Right. I mean, that's sort of getting into that area, right? The idea that if you have faith in me as a president, then you should obviously have faith in my foreign policy because... I'm the chosen one.
Yes.
It's very weird.
It's very Republican.
We have somebody without a scary God complex.
Breaking news.
This just in.
I guess. Here. Okay. The headline at the HuffPo just updated. Former leader of the Republican Party, former presidential candidate.
Oh.
And... put her on top of the car of dog cager.
Oh, this guy.
Governor Mitt Romney.
A man of the people. I mean, a man who owns people.
Has officially announced.
He's a bottom.
Who his Mormon tongue shall be wrapping. Which shaft he shall be wrapping his Mormon tongue around.
He's having trouble choosing.
And he has announced. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney announced on Friday. That he would vote for Senator Ted Cruz in the upcoming Utah caucus.
Cock.
And said he is, quote, repulsed by what Trump brought to the presidential race.
Wait. Why are you talking about Trump? See, this is what I don't get. You're coming out to endorse someone. So shouldn't the announcement be about who you're endorsing rather than who you're not voting for? It's very strange.
Romney took to Facebook and typed, "The only path that remains to nominate a Republican rather than Mr. Trump is to have an open convention. At this stage, the only way we can reach an open convention is for Senator Cruz to be successful in as many of the remaining nominating elections as possible." So he's not even saying, "I want Cruz to be president." He's saying, "We got to get to a contested convention, an open convention, and the easiest way that's going to happen is if we vote Cruz." He's not saying I'm Cruz for president.
Yeah.
Hillary. He's probably Kasich guy.
Oh yeah.
A lot of them think that somehow, I don't get it. I think it's delusional. They think that somehow they're going to get to this contested convention. I read about it this morning. The first one, there's like 15% of the delegates are unfettered, unbound. You can vote for whoever you want in the first round.
Okay.
The other 85 are all pledged. So if one of them, Trump, doesn't have 1,237 in that first round of voting, then it goes down to like 60% and 40%. But each time they keep peeling off pledged candidates. I don't know how they determine that. Like, how do you, like, if you're pledged to Trump,
okay,
how do you get categorized as fourth round free? You know what I mean? It's a really fucked up,
complicated.
Stupid. Yeah, it's very strange.
How transparent, you know?
But they're thinking that somehow the countries or the Republicans are going to come to their senses, and amidst the flamed out pile of shit, Kasich is going to rise as the only one who can possibly beat either Clinton or Sanders.
What a sad little phoenix.
It's fascinating.
How sad. That doesn't even make sense. I mean, the Republicans don't even like Kasich. I mean, if you look at the numbers, is anyone like in love with this guy? I mean, is
Ohio. His approval rating is high compared to Trump. But I mean, Trump, they're saying, well, a lot of them are saying, well, look, Trump's negatives are still astronomical, and there's just no fucking way come the general election that somebody who's like 60+% loathed.
Yes.
I mean, not even just a little disliked, like
right.
hated, is going to be president. But these are the same people who said Trump would be out in a month, or he'll be out after what he said about McCain, or he'll be out after what he said about Mexicans, or he'll be out after schlonging, or he'll be out after.
I mean, you know, it's so interesting. Why are the Republicans? It seems like now they're actually panicking. At what point? Why didn't they start this earlier? I mean, why didn't they see the first big primary that he won? Why didn't they start behind Kasich or Cruz?
They thought they're dumb, and they thought people would come to their senses.
Yeah. Well,
they thought the Trumpenstein monster that they unleashed would flare out.
No, but you guys did such a good job with this Frankenstein.
Right.
The Democrats are nervous.
Well, go ahead and turn half of the country against any form of government. You're the government too, you morons.
You're a lot, but you're right? A huge government. You're in people's vaginas.
I mean,
really? They are big government.
So I mean, you know, reap the racist anarchy that you fucking sowed, assholes.
Why don't they enjoy it? See, this is what I don't get. Why don't they just say, okay, Trump is going to be the nominee?
Yes.
Let's support him. Let's get behind him. So maybe when he's elected, Trump will be more.
Well, Trump is saying
maybe amenable to. What?
Trump is saying we got to bring the party together.
Yeah.
But then Ted Cruz is saying we got to bring the party together. But he don't mean behind Trump.
Yes.
He means behind him.
I mean, how sad is a Ted Cruz run against Hillary going to look? I mean, she will trounce him.
I think so.
She will fucking trounce that wacko.
But I think she'll trounce Trump, too. I mean, yeah. I got to hold out hope that man.
Listen, what I'm seeing from you is. Are you not learning anything?
What do you mean?
Well, here you are. You're discounting Donald Trump.
I'm not.
You are. You're like he's gonna. She's
I'm saying
gonna
I'm holding
him.
Out hope that she's going to trounce him. Most of the national polls, of the last like 8 big ones, there was one. The average of them all has her up by like 7 points. I think I saw last night.
But that one was wrong.
And there's one that has him winning. But it was like a dubious sampling and a smaller sample and stuff like that. And that was one of the things that Bernie guy on our page was saying. He's like, you can't trust us. You can't trust the polls and stuff like that. Look at Michigan. And I'm like, right. But when it boils down to it, if you're a progressive and Hillary ends up getting the nomination, hold your fucking nose and vote D, motherfucker, because... Otherwise, President Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
Or President Rafael Cruz.
Welcome to Iran.
Or, Christian Poobah, Rafael Cruz. He'll probably change his title.
What kind of burqa are you going to get?
To something Jesus. He will be out. We'll be in a camp somewhere.
Sure,
are you kidding me?
In Arizona.
That Patriot Act is still in effect, don't forget. Where there's still ambiguous wording in that steaming pile of unconstitutional shit that says basically they can take all your rights away if you're designated a terrorist, but they don't right. And Trump could say half of the media is terrorists.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're inciting people against me. That's terrorism.
Terrifying, dude.
Throw him in jail. No due process. No rights.
Straight to Gitmo.
Indefinite incarceration.
And he's going to do more than waterboarding.
Patriot Act.
He's not impressed with waterboarding.
Right.
So what is it going to be like?
Waterboarding's for pussies.
Electrodes on the nips all around, please.
Ooh. So it wasn't moments later after Mitt Romney released his hounds on Facebook. He also said, today there's a contest between Trumpism and Republicanism. Through the calculated statements of its leader, Trumpism has become associated with racism, misogyny, bigotry, xenophobia, vulgarity, and most recently, threats and violence. I am repulsed by each and every one of these, he wrote.
Oh, okay.
Mitt Romney.
What Mitt is repulsed by, the idea of having to walk down the stairs to his garage, or having a dog inside a car with him, or maybe having to deal with brown people.
Right.
Or poor people. Pumping his own gas, that's what repulses Mitt Romney.
So, Donald tweeted.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty quickly after that.
Fuck you.
Failed presidential candidate Mitt Romney, the man who choked and let us all down, is now endorsing Lion Ted Cruz. This is good for me! Exclamation point.
That's awesome. He's such a cunt. He is an asshole.
Failed presidential candidate Mitt Romney was campaigning with Kasich and Marco Rubio, and now he's endorsing Ted Cruz. One of two. Oh, he knows how to. Shit. He knows. I don't think he did this one. The second one says Mitt Romney is a mixed up man who doesn't have a clue. No wonder why he lost! Exclamation point.
I mean, I just don't understand how these Republicans think they're going to go up against this guy. You're not going to beat him.
It's going to be hard. These threats of there's going to be rioting. And it's going to be interesting. Somebody had a great comment on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving to our wildly popular page. Jump in, right. And enter the octagon there.
Right, right.
Somebody had a comment.
Oh, yeah. Somebody.
That said.
Some white guy said something.
I like the, oh, yeah, that it's going to be great. Basically, it's going to be grab popcorn because the police now are going to have to turn their assholery on a lot of themselves, on angry, racist, white fuckholes. So if the angry Trumpalo crowd starts rioting because they take the nomination away from Trump,
okay,
now the police have got to go after their base. Right?
Right. That's true.
So this guy's like, finally we'll see some water cannons and
it's
and
a total mess.
Tasering of angry white people.
It's so funny. The Democrats are trying to decide which great candidate they're going to pick. I mean, they're both great candidates. Sure, Hillary is not a progressive.
There's issues.
It's not as much of a progressive as Obama and Bernie.
And we're a huge Bernie fans.
Yes.
We want Bernie, but also, if it happens that Bernie doesn't get it, we're not Tea Party loons who are going to burn down the place. Yeah. Fuck you!
Hey, who gets, how does it work with the Secret Service detail?
What do you mean?
Well, because they'll both be presidents. If Hillary is elected and Bill is in the White House, will there be more of a Secret Service president?
I don't think they double them. No, I think they pretty much have the same thing, just more for her.
Right.
Probably a little more for them.
Oh, yeah.
But they get Secret Service for life, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Pretty sure. It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay!
Why did I say this headline over on the HuffPo? Miss Universe Puerto Rico has been stripped of her crown.
Stripped. Now what happened? What did she do?
Christy Lee Caride was stripped of her Miss Universe Puerto Rico crown on Thursday following an uncomfortable interview with a Puerto Rican newspaper.
Okay.
She won 4 months ago. She's already been aggravating officials by missing appearances and not rescheduling. With an interview Sunday with a newspaper, El Nuevo Día, the New Day, that apparently sealed her fate. According to Univision, Caride declared in an interview, "I just do not like cameras."
What? She's a model. I mean, I assume she's a fucking model. She's Miss Universe.
She got pissy and said, I don't like cameras.
Jesus Christ.
So finally, the national director of Miss Universe Puerto Rico, Desiree Lowry.
Desiree.
What a job. I'm the national director of Miss Universe Puerto Rico.
God, think about it, dude. You're a model and you say, I don't like cameras.
Well, I know.
Then what do you want? A sketch artist to follow your ass around? That's actually your life. If you're a model, most of what you do involves someone taking a fucking picture of you. Who is this?
Desiree Lowry, national director of Miss Universe Puerto Rico, agreed with you and
Jesus
was like,
fucking Christ.
She said, I saw the damage she was doing, the damage that she was doing to the organization. So they have stripped her of her crown, which, you know, they get to do.
This is.
And runner up Brenda Jimenez
will
now be presented as the replacement.
Okay.
Representing Miss Universe Puerto Rico.
You know, they kind of suck. I mean, it's good Brenda gets the crown and everything, but doesn't it seem like the biggest part of being Miss Universe is actually standing on the stage and winning, and hopefully Steve Harvey gets your name right?
Oh, my God.
Wait a second. Hold the phone.
Yeah.
Is this the person Steve Harvey?
No.
Was
this is the new next upcoming.
Oh, okay.
One.
God, it's already a new Miss Universe. How time flies.
Right.
Well, congratulations, Brenda, and to the other person, the other model that doesn't like cameras. I mean, shit.
I wonder if he'll be back. If
Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
Dude,
if they'll have
yes.
him again.
Yes. Who cares
their
about
ratings
Miss Universe?
Their ratings will never be bigger.
Yeah, because they're waiting.
Everybody's going to tune in to see if he fucks up again.
Hey, and listen, Steve Harvey had a fuck up, right? He fucked it up.
Significant fuck up.
He's very funny. I'm sorry. Have you ever watched him host?
Yeah, he's funny.
What is that?
Family Feud?
God, he's great.
Right.
He just fucked it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, on this Faithless Friday, we bring you yet another.
Yay.
In the ongoing series.
Okay.
Of Glenn Beck Moments.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck. Cuts off rather abruptly. Glenn Beck, speaking on his The Blaze.
Yes.
Was talking to his audience. And you know, he's running around, with Ted Cruz starfish prints on his tongue. And
I'm just picturing Glenn Beck running around.
He's, he's out hitting the trail for Tedley Cruz.
Oh my God.
Here is Ted Cruz talking to the audience about the consequences of not electing Ted Cruz. You know.
Oh, this is Glenn Beck talking about Ted Cruz, or Ted Cruz talking about Ted Cruz?
Glenn Beck talking about Ted Cruz.
Oh, okay.
And yesterday we played a clip of him calling John Kasich son of a bitch for not getting out of the race.
Oh,
and
God.
Offering all of his minions to Ted Cruz, the anointed, bathed in the semen of the Lord
Jesus.
Candidate.
Is it true? Is that what you have to do to be anointed? You have to take a semen bath?
Bukkake from the Lord. So
squirt it over here, Yahweh. I'm
right in the eye.
I got a
case of pink eye from Jesus.
You missed the spot.
Here's Glenn Beck talking about the consequences if we don't elect Ted Cruz.
It's time to be bold. I mean, I'm going to be in Arizona and Utah this weekend for the campaign. And I'm doing it because that's what I can do. Others can do whatever it is you do, but even if it's one person, you be bold. We're on the Titanic. It's going down. Knock on every single door. They don't want to come? Fine. Don't waste time. The Titanic is going down. But you knock on every single door. Can I tell you about the truth? Can I tell you about the truth? Can I tell you about the truth? Because here's what's coming. Here's what's coming. They don't want to hear it. Up to them.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. What are we supposed to do? I'm so confused. He's do what you do, I do what I do, and they do what they
he's
do.
He's turning his minions into Jehovah's Witnesses for Ted Cruz.
You're I'm knocking on doors.
Have you heard the good news?
Got it. On top of that, I'm knocking on doors, and we're going down.
But remember what Ezekiel said. Ezekiel.
You know, I was just
Shut the fuck up.
I was actually masturbating to Ezekiel this morning.
Oh, yes. Ezekiel, what did Ezekiel say? I can't remember.
But remember what Ezekiel said.
Oh, yeah.
Ezekiel, you will be held responsible. This is the thing that I don't understand from religious people. I just don't get it. Too much, we've been given much. Much is required. Required.
They just did a reverse angle.
Fuck you.
Of the stage that he's sitting there, and it really it looks like the frozen tundra of the North Pole in a snowstorm. Yeah. It's blinding white everywhere.
You know, man, there is nothing like a white guy sitting in a polo, a short sleeve polo. With his arms crossed. I mean, that is just like the biggest douche look.
Oh, the guy in the audience. Yeah.
No, but they're all like that. Like,
yep.
Required, not expected, required. Beyond that, Ezekiel talks about these times and says, basically, everybody in your own way, you're a watchman on the tower. You're a watchman at the gate. And the blood of the people who could have been saved. Now, think of this, because we're talking about the rights of all mankind. If America goes down, this isn't hyperbole anymore. This is
Yes, it is.
It isn't. It is not hyperbole.
It is absolutely.
No, you're wrong. You're going down.
The definition of hyperbole anymore. You notice that? It's not hyperbole anymore.
Now it's serious.
Yeah. I was being hyperbolic before.
Remember what Ezekiel said.
And all like a famous Reagan speech that he gave. If we go away, where does anybody go? This is real. If we go away, where is freedom? So all of the freedom that will be lost, all of the lives that will be lost because we refuse to pay attention on our hands.
God, where is freedom?
There's a, I guess there's a...
He's fucking nuts.
A new documentary out somewhere. I want to watch it, but it's basically about... the brainwashing of my dad, and it's probably someone our age who's 60-70 year old father is in the Fox News hellhole and now thinks Obama's a Muslim, Mexicans are pouring over the border raping pristine white children because they're gay too.
We're only worried about the white kids,
and everyone's going to be sucking dick or munching on the beeve.
Well, that's going to be every Sunday afternoon in the town square,
right?
The mandatory dick sucking, ass fucking, blah blah blah. I know, you know what, listen.
But they believe it. I mean, they just, it's so stupid.
I have some relatives. One relative in particular, he's about that age, his 60s, 70s, 70s. And he's very smart. And he's in that Fox News bubble.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he's like to the point where he's a birther. Obama was born in Kenya. But he's definitely in the neighborhood. And that blows my fucking mind.
Right.
Who can buy into this bullshit? It's crazy.
If you, disagree with them, you hate America.
Oh, yeah, that there's that. Or you're a terrorist. You know.
Hate America.
Oy.
You're un-American. Get out of my country.
Fuck you, all them illegal immigrants coming over the border.
Unreal. We've got another story. So that's Glenn from from the Blaze.
Shit, man.
Warning us on their dystopian future.
Where is freedom? Where is it? God.
You remember...
It's up your ass, stupid.
The guy... Do you remember Kevin Swanson?
Oh, sure. Hey, Kevin.
The pastor who most recently... I mean, he's just virulently anti-gay.
Is this the guy from New York? Harlem?
No, Iowa. He's the guy who... No, that's Manning.
Oh, right.
This is Kevin Swanson.
So many nutballs to keep track of.
I would describe him, but, you know, he's a middle-aged white guy.
White.
And
perfect.
He's the guy that had that meeting
Okay.
Early in the primaries, the Iowa Prayer Council, Poobah Family Values.
Oh, yeah.
Freedom Council.
Oh, dude.
National.
I love that shit.
We Love Jesus Parade.
I love all of that shit.
And I think it was like Huckabee, Cruz, maybe Perry. Maybe Rick Perry was there. I forget.
What, was he wearing his sexy little fucking glasses?
But it was a disturbing number of the candidates were going to be speaking at this weekend long or week, you know, two or three long event.
Yes.
2 or 3 day long event. And this is the guy who got up. He was running the whole fucking show. Kevin Swanson. God. He got up and gave that speech about the Bible says kill the gays. The Bible's words, not mine.
Fuck
remember?
You. Yeah.
And I'm going to believe the Bible.
Bunch of fucking dickhead.
Basically, we should kill the gays.
Okay.
And then 10 minutes later, Ted Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, for president.
You want to vote for this guy? This is crazy.
And even Ted Cruz later, the campaign, they were pressed by Maddow's people. They kept asking them, "What, you know, do you, are you okay with this guy? This is the, this guy said he wants to kill gay people." And at first they said, "Well, it wasn't that bad of a statement. It wasn't, it, he didn't say that."
Yeah.
And then a little while later, they quietly said, "Maybe that wasn't the best idea that we were there that day."
Do you think that's the plan? Do you think the plan is you can have some big, fat, fucking horrendous homophobe bring up Ted Cruz, and then they know somebody in MSNBC, not Fox, will say, "What about this guy saying these anti-gay shit?" And then they just wait a couple of days and back off.
Yeah, he just announced the guy who's helping him out with foreign policy is a guy who thinks Obama is a secret Muslim Brotherhood plant and is trying to spread Sharia law into the country.
God, mean, now you're making the case that Ted Cruz
crazy.
Is even scarier than Donald Trump.
Oh, I think Ted Cruz is scarier than Donald
right.
Trump. At the times, I go back and forth because there's other times that I just don't know.
I mean, Trump is so opportunistic.
Right.
He doesn't give a shit. That's what's scary about him.
And he's a slash and burn. And if it wasn't, if we had an adult with the nuclear codes, that might, I might say, you know, let him try to fix the economy. Let's see what he can do. What the hell?
But he's not an adult.
Well, no.
And
right. Make his deals. Make your deals. But
hateful xenophobe.
Yeah. The foreign policy, you can't even. And obviously his horrific wanting to prevent Muslims from coming into the country or to round them up, put them on lists and shit.
Yeah. So, when is he going to do that, by the way? They're going to have a czar of sending everyone back to Mexico.
So, right. So I'm sure he's going to hire somebody. Omarosa will be in charge of deportations.
All right. It's going to be somebody from the second season.
The former Miss Dominican Republic from 1999 will be.
Do you think his cabinet?
That's way too old.
Do you think his cabinet is going to be full of people that used to be on The Apprentice? I mean, what a better place to vet them. Really? I mean, you don't think it would run through his mind? You know who really?
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Dennis Rodman,
ambassador
really
to North Korea,
impressed me on season four. he's going to be an ambassador.
So Kevin Swanson has his own radio program because any fucking asshole can have a radio program these
what
days.
What a fucking charlatan.
Crabdiving.com. Kevin was on his Generations radio program.
Oh, boy.
He's not happy at all, Ryan.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean? Generations.
I don't know.
Something stupid.
He's upset because the Obama administration.
Yes.
Out of all the gazillions of ambassadors that have been named and everything,
okay.
I guess recently there was a gathering for some reason of the 6 openly gay U.S. ambassadors.
Oh, awesome, man.
Ambassador to Australia, ambassador to the Dominican Republic, to Denmark, ambassador to Spain.
Oh, God.
To Vietnam and to whatever OSCE, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. So
God, that
some
one
kind
sucks.
Of other organization.
That one, the two to me that suck, that OSCE, because what is that? That sounds like a lot
of work.
You're
an ambassador to an organization
instead of
well, right. Europe, it says.
God, and the one's in Australia. Ugh. God damn it. Have
Don't
fun.
Go swimming.
Spiders, sharks, snakes, cassowaries.
So Kevin Swanson ain't happy at all about the fact that there exist openly gay ambassadors.
But wait. Doesn't he understand that it's important that our government is diverse and it reflects the makeup of America?
This is the man who wants to kill gay people because Jesus said so.
Here are a couple of stories that seem to indicate the loss of a Christian worldview, at least in the United States of America, where America seems to be turning into more and more of a missionary for a different gospel. President Obama has appointed...
Listen to this happy music as he's spewing his venom.
Missionary position. It's so dumb. Is this like the first demo on like one of those Casio keyboards? You know, if you right. click, it's like music or something.
Ambassadors so far, at least at last count, who profess to engage in unnatural sexual acts as described in Romans 1.
Fuck
and
you.
The Dominican I'm Republic so is pushing back pastors throughout the Dominican.
Sorry, I was drinking.
I know, my fault. I didn't mean to interrupt you. He says unnatural sex acts. What do you think it looks like when this guy's getting laid?
Oh, gross.
Don't lie to yourself, dickhead.
He's got nipple clamps on and
leather
hooked up to a car battery.
It looks like that meme you did a Trump and what's
Christie,
the big fat ass.
The Republic from several different denominations are putting together a petition for the White House asking that this ambassador James Brewster be recalled. Because he has served as something of a promoter of the gospel of gay.
The gospel of gay.
I am the general of the gospel of gay.
Dominican Republic. And the Dominican Republic still has something of a Christian outlook, apparently. We have friends who are missionaries there who work there. And it's a little easier in some ways for Christians to make it into public schools.
In other words, they hate gay people there. It's so much better for
nice
the,
and homophobic.
So much better for the Christians to judge everyone else and subjugate others who aren't in their religion in the Dominican Republic.
Kevin,
it's so much better there.
Doesn't he have any gay friends?
No.
He doesn't have one fucking gay friend.
You know he's a power bottom. You know the most virulent of them are just...
Power bottom.
You know, let's check his browsing history sometime.
Oh, for sure.
Let's see if he fires up Grindr at CPAC.
Oh, yeah. I'm so butthurt.
And preach the gospel bring out.
I thought it was
No. We don't have those Grindr stats from CPAC, man.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
No...
That was fun.
The biblical world and life view in the public schools in the Dominican Republic because... You know, something of a Christian worldview is still somewhat respected in the Dominican Republic, but perhaps not for long. Puerto Rico has also pushed back on the Obergefell ruling. This is a recent story where a federal district judge in Puerto Rico, Juan Perez Jimenez, pointed out that the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution does not apply to Puerto Rico. Therefore,
this is one of a Christian nut job judge saying. I don't want to marry the gay in Puerto Rico because when they want to be a state, they want to be a state. And this guy's like, well, we're not a state, so that doesn't apply to us.
Good God. He's such a hateful asshole. And his voice is, I mean, he sounds loony.
Yeah.
He ruled that the recognition of homosexual marriage in the state did not have to follow Obergefell's decision. That came down here at the Supreme Court of the United States some 9 months ago. So it's interesting that Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic are still...
Blah, 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 blah,
God,
blah. Anyway,
what a dick.
He goes on to... I wish I could skip forward here. I don't know.
I mean, do you believe on any level that there's a... On any level... Oh, I hate that. That there's a war on Christianity?
No.
It's so stupid.
There's a war on the quote-unquote gospel of gay.
There's a war on Christian privilege, which there should be. There's a pushback. They've had the public sphere for the longest time, and now it's just like the angry white butthurt. Add the assault on Christianity. There's fewer white people. Yes. There's fewer Christians, and it's driving them fucking crazy.
Do you think we should have a segment on this show, Angry White Butthurt? Yes.
Let me see if I can skip ahead a bit. He starts talking about
Are not in agreement. Isn't it like Uganda and some of the other African countries are saying, no, we're not in favor of this. This is not God's design. And so we will not do this. And some of the states have even voiced their opposition. Alabama or Arkansas, you know, kind of caved in on that as well.
Sexual sin in America is one of the preferred sins of the nation. And there's less and less of a social pushback against it or cultural pushback against it. Hollywood has led the march. Television and movies have led the march. And, of course, Harry Potter and How to Train Your Dragon. And some
Harry Potter and How to Train Your Dragon.
Hey, why don't you train my dragon?
He says sexual.
Oh, yeah.
The sex is the worst thing. That's what's going to take us down. And then he goes into Harry Potter and How to Train Your fucking Dragon.
Train me, Mogul. I mean, it's so dumb. You know what it is? It's like this moron is worried about all the magic and sorcery and dragons, like all that shit to these feeble-minded, fear-based lunatics.
Right.
They're scared of satanic imagery because what? What are you afraid of? Are they afraid of being smited down
Harry
from Jesus?
Potter.
If Jesus existed, if there was a God up in the sky, I hate to break it to this fucking lunatic idiot narcissist, he wouldn't give two shits about your worthless, boring ass fuck off.
And Harry Potter.
Oh, I mean, that's the worst.
Pushback against it, our cultural pushback against it. Hollywood has led the march, television and movies have led the march, and of course, Harry Potter and How to Train Your Dragon and some of these major motion pictures have done their best to bring about a shift in the American attitude towards sexual sin.
Harry Potter and How to Train Your Dragon, what did I miss in Harry Potter?
Well,
where was the fucking
one
in Harry Potter?
No, listen.
And
Harry,
is it How to Butt Plug Train Your Dragon?
How to
gradually increasing the diameter?
Is this guy... You gotta go gentle with your dragon. I don't give a shit. Listen!
What are we talking about?
Is he
about
saying that the fucking did not commence until Harry Potter?
Well, Harry Potter... He's saying Hollywood movies like Harry Potter and How to Train Your Dragon are advancing the sexual sin.
You know what's great?
What has he got going on with dragons?
Hey, none of your business.
Man.
You worry about your dragon, I'll train mine.
I'm going to flog my dragon.
This guy's dumb. You know what he is? Hey, Kevin, you know what you are more than anything? Yes, you're homophobic. Sure. Absolutely. You're a fucking dickhead. You're an asshole. But above all that stuff, you're stupid. You're a stupid fucking idiot.
Well, how stupid is he? He's making money off of a bunch of stupid people. Oh, so he's got to be a little bit higher
Stop
up on
it!
The totem pole than the morons that are sending him money or that are showing up on Sunday to his double wide and watching him wave his snake around.
Well, he doesn't have a fucking double wide. He's probably got a really nice fucking...
Swanson?
Oh, Swan, this guy?
I mean, his church.
Oh, okay. I know you think in the South and shit, like, those trailers, you can live... You cannot live in a trailer, dude. All it needs one little fucking storm. And that's it. We can't broadcast from a trailer. We can be smited.
Right.
By Jesus.
I've got on this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here. Someone's at the door, so I'm going to... Ryan's going to get up and get that, and we're going to... I'm going to plow ahead here. I've got a story here out of Russia. This is actually, you think things are bad here in the States with the Jesusosity. And, you know, so many people talk about Russia that don't know what's going on. They're like, Russia's communist. It's atheist. It's all this stuff. Well, not so. It's not really the case because there's a guy in Russia who has.
It's the gas company. I got to fill out some kind of form to get a 20% discount.
I see. And right now?
Yeah, I'm so sorry, man.
So after expressing Viktor Krasnov is the guy's name. He was arrested in Russia and charged with offending the feelings of believers, like a fucking blasphemy law. He is now on trial, they're saying, facing a year in prison because he kept writing stuff like there is no God. He wrote there, the Bible is a collection of Jewish fairy tales. It was on an online discussion on some social networking site, VK.com. I think it's a big one. It's like their Facebook. It's pretty significant. Right after he put these comments out on the internet, he said he and his mother started getting anonymous threats. This was in late 2014. He says in the fall of 2015, a couple of people that were involved in the discussion online pressed charges against him and said that they're representing the interests of all Orthodox Christians in Russia. Their FBI over there, they call it the investigative committee or something like that, interviewed this guy, they say, for over a month. He had to undergo psychiatric evaluations and shit like that. I don't know if this is all true.
Sorry, I'm back.
Ryan's back from...
It was the last day. There was some sort of mandatory discount the gas company has to give us, and it's the last day to apply for it, and I had no idea, so they're knocking on everyone's door. So it's like, it's 20% discount or something.
It's not a scam.
Well, no, she had a hat on. Yeah.
And
I fucking hope not.
There's a story.
I mean, this looks real. Doesn't that look real to you? It says SoCal Gas.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's a dude in Russia
who Nine.
May be going to jail for writing There Is No God
Nicked.
On the internet.
Really? Wait. We could go to jail for that.
Some of the two people online complained. He was arrested, interrogated for a month, psychiatric evaluations. They found him sane, and they said, though he didn't directly insult one individual, his comments did generally hurt feelings of religious people. Offending the feelings of believers was made a criminal offense in Russia in 2012.
Oh, shit.
After Pussy Riot whipped off their tops.
Oh, my God.
And performed in the cathedral in Moscow.
And by the way, Donald Trump loves Putin.
So now they're saying this guy, I mean, this guy might go to jail because online he wrote there is no God.
That is insane. But it's true. That's horrible.
So that's Russia, and that's somebody that Donald Trump admires. And how different would Ted Cruz be with something like that? Do you think
not much different
in a Cruz administration? We're going to be able to have Faithless Friday?
Fuck no, fuck no, dude. We're fucked.
So that's what's going on. Russian man facing a year in jail, possibly
for
writing. There is no God on like their Facebook, the equivalent of Facebook in Russia.
Wait, what is that?
VK.com.
VK. Nicked.
That's German.
Oh, yeah. Nicked. No.
So.
Nyet.
Good news. A little bit.
Okay, well.
Out of
Utah. Yeah, those Mormons.
Yeah, pretty Mormon-y there. You think the Jesus-y, I guess Mormons are kind of Jesus-y, but you think the evangelicals...
Here's the only thing Mormons
Pentecostals,
are. Mormons are people that put rocks in hats and listens. Then they listen to what the rock tells them. That's who they are. They're fucking weird.
And if they get rich, they put dogs on top of cars.
Hey, guess what? When you die, you're going to be in charge of a planet. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
It's all crazy.
I would be a, fuck that. If I get my own planet, yeah, I'll sign me up for Mormonism.
Do I get to wield lightning down upon my fucking fearful inhabitants?
The cities of Hilldale, Utah.
Oh, yes. Oh, God. Could you imagine living there?
And Colorado City, Arizona.
Let me guess. They both have pottery barns.
They're mostly populated by fundamentalist members.
Oh, yes.
Or members of the fundamentalist church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. These are the ones that walk around in the long deadwood dresses.
Yeah.
And you're crazy.
But
multiple wives.
But if you took a little survey and you saw, you did an audit of what houses have like little torture rooms and weird little hidden like leather areas and shit. These are the real pervs.
So there are also, even though it's mostly populated, these two towns by these church members, there are a few people that live in these cities, these towns. That aren't Mormon-y.
Right.
But what has found been a jury now, there's been a lawsuit.
What happened was?
They found that officials, these are city officials in these towns.
Oh, my God.
Basically took orders from the church about who to give government jobs to.
Oh, my God.
They found, what they found is just a systemic theocracy set up
right
by these fundamentalist Mormons.
What the fuck?
Police ignored marriages between adult men and minor girls.
Oh my God. Like,
here's my 11-year-old. Look the other way.
See what I mean?
In the name of the law.
These guys are fucking pervs. They're wackos. Marginal.
They helped the police helped cover up that guy Warren Jeffs when he was arrested. He was the leader of their crazy sect of fundamentalists. God. And he is in jail for raping one of his 24 underaged brides.
Oh, my God. 24?
Yeah. You know,
if you add their ages up, it equals like 360, so.
Non-member of this crazy church living in that area said that she was denied water connection. They wouldn't connect her water because she wasn't a member of the church.
Oh, my God.
So she had to carry water to her house.
Who's in charge, man? Like, what the fuck is going on?
When one guy left the church, the police ignored hundreds of complaints of vandalism on his property. The loving Mormon started vandalizing his property, and when he called it into the popo ignored him.
You mean the fundamentalist, God-fearing, magic underwear sporting Mormons? They vandalized somebody's house?
Yeah. So
what's that about?
Finally, some of these people filed lawsuit.
Hey, these Mormons are scary, dude.
And a jury came back the other day, last week it was, and said a federal jury in Phoenix ruled that the towns violated the constitutional rights of those who do not belong to the religious sect. The town.
God.
And this is what we talk about when we want the goddamn Ten Commandments off of the courthouse lawn.
That shit is insidious.
We don't want any of that shit. 0.0.
I mean, how did this start in this little community, I wonder? I wonder if it was insidious.
Probably slowly.
Nobody noticed.
And yeah, like a cancer, this fundamental child-diddling sect.
How does it get to the point where somebody has 24 fucking wives all under the age of 18? Sheriff, or what? He was a cop?
Well, and why not? If we're going to give religious people the ability to say, to hang no homos allowed signs, if we're going to be able to give religious people in certain states right now that they've passed laws that are going to allow people to say, I don't like your interracial marriage. Get out of my restaurant.
So you're saying, so why not this bullshit?
Well, yeah, where do we stop? Why not? Why not? Who are we to say?
So fucking creepy.
you got to get government religion out of government.
Dude, what do you think the process was like that the church got this person's water shut off?
Right. Some vindictive officials, you know, with magic underwear on, didn't like her because she's not a member of their cult.
God, I used to think Mormonism was like cultish, but I don't think it is that at all. I think it's like organized crime.
Well, most religion is like,
I mean, my God,
most major
dude,
religion is,
I mean,
like organized crime.
If you're saying this person's not going to buy into it, I'm going to turn your fucking water off.
Well, how about if you don't give us money, you're going to burn in hell for eternity. Your soul is going to burn in hell for eternity.
That's a shakedown.
The ultimate shakedown.
Tony Soprano doesn't have anything on these fucking Mormons. He never shut anybody's water down.
Right.
Shut her water off. It's fucked up.
So they're now going to be moving on to the penalty phase. They could.
Ooh, it,
there could be a federal government takeover of the police department and the agencies for a while.
They
can't trust them.
Well,
you don't get to do that, people. You know, the religious people are like, well, there's more of us. We're putting crosses on our sheriff cars because there's more Christians here. You don't get to fucking do that because there's more. Because guess what? What if a town of Muslims had most of them and they decided that they were going to be, you had to follow Sharia when you go into their town?
Yeah, or else they're going to shut
different?
Your water off. For the
Exactly.
God, so what is it in this little town? Like, everybody is a Mormon? And the
majority. It's mostly Mormons, and they elect Mormons. They hire Mormons as police. The church tells them who to appoint to government jobs.
Jesus.
And,
God, that's fucked it's, up.
Suddenly, it's fucking Iran.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. We keep your ears pressed. We're going to whatever device you use to suck us in, and we'll keep our eyes open and see how that story ends up in Utah. But again, how different is that from Kim Davis deciding with her Christian Sharia law that she wasn't going to do her job and sign a piece of paper that's a legal document that has nothing to do with her stupid religion?
Oh, God. Well, a lot of this is ignorance. You know what I mean? With these Christian people, a lot of this is fucking ignorance. But
yeah.
This Mormon thing in that city, that is some scary shit. You know, there had to be like a money angle to that, too.
Yeah.
God.
Coming in at number 5, ladies and gentlemen, on the Billboard Hot 100 is Lucas Graham breaking into the top 5 with I pressed the wrong button and stopped the video.
Thank you, Jesus. Was that Uman or Thuman?
Lucas Graham with 7 years.
By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely.
Yeah. 7 years, the number 5 song in the Billboard Hot 100, according to Billboard.com.
Well, at least those lyrics were interesting. That wasn't horrible. Did you hate that?
I didn't hate that at all.
If you were 11 years old, get your wife, you be lonely.
Now, if I recall, you're not as in love with the next lyrics coming in at number
this?
4, Florida, with My House.
Yeah, this sucks.
Open up the champagne.
No, this sucks.
It's my house, come on, turn it up.
Better than this.
Hear a knock on the door when the night begins.
Yeah, but okay, go.
'Cause we've done this before, so you come on in.
We've done this before, so you come on in.
Oh, wow.
Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been.
Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been.
What is...
Pour yourself something cold.
Has he
that
written?
Didn't rhyme.
No, but has he written one? Is there one word with two syllables in that? I'm serious. It's like,
well, come on. What do you want him to say? Anti-disestablishmentarianism?
No. Well, that would be something fucking interesting. I wanted to say something fucking interesting.
Well, he
it's
is.
The music.
He's
going to so
say
boring.
Come on over to my
the
house.
What do I want him
Shake
to say?
Shake your tits at my house.
Just use some like lyrics. Should have like it should be interesting. This is like.
We can't even slow.
And apparently at his house, there's bartenders spitting flame, and there's chicks using grinders on metal pieces over their crotches. You're showing sparks.
Are you looking at the video?
Yeah.
Well, I can't hear that. Listen, here's the lyrics. Welcome to my house.
Yeah.
I could say, welcome to my house. So what? Anybody could say that. I mean, there's nothing inherently fucking interesting. Yeah, I hate boring music.
At number three, ladies and gentlemen,
welcome
hovering.
Welcome to my house, everybody.
Hovering at number three, like 21 Pilots are stressed out.
This sucks, dude.
I don't hate that song.
I'm stressed out. That'd be a more interesting way to say I'm stressed out. That's see what I'm saying is that he is expressing ideas in the easiest possible way so the dumbest fucking people on the planet can understand what he's fucking talking about. So no way to elevate it.
All the times that you rain on my parade.
Number two.
And all the clubs you get in using my name.
Justin Bieber with Love Yourself.
You think you broke my heart, oh girl,
he has the charisma of a coma patient.
You think I'm crying?
If I heard somebody singing this, I mean, can we harvest his organs? He looks dead.
Love Yourself.
No.
Justin Bieber at number two. Hovering at number two.
Maybe this is good.
And coming in. Huh?
What song is this? I'm sorry.
That was two. This is number one. The number one song of the week, according to the Billboard Hot 100, still.
Yes.
At number one, the very talented Rihanna.
Oh, God.
It's loading.
Oh, this song blows, too.
Is work, 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 work.
It's not even the same. It's not even. It's the same word, dude. This is the worst one.
Work, work, work.
You work.
You see me do me that.
Everyone's already working. But you. Fuck off. What the fuck is she saying?
Fucking say.
You know what it is? It's fucking, it's goddamn insulting. Because people are going to go out and buy that shit record of hers.
It's the number one song.
From whom? Billboard?
Yeah. It's the number one song.
They have is Helen Keller sitting in as a celebrity guest judge?
Work, 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 work.
I mean, listen. You can disagree with me about the other. This group of number one songs, they all fail miserably lyrically. I mean, they all
top five
suck so hard. They all suck. The most boring, mundane, pedestrian fucking lyrics in the history of Jesus.
Okay.
What? That's my point. Is that not a point?
Well, no. I mean,
what do you think? Do you disagree with me?
I don't hate them all
You
as
better
much.
Work. What about that one?
I don't.
You better work, 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 work.
I don't despise them as much.
That's like the Illuminati saying, fuck you. Here, we're going to make billions off this piece of shit song. These idiots will buy anything. That's exactly what they're saying.
The Illuminati.
Crap.
Let's see here if we got.
God damn. There's no regard for the public and what these people are making you buy.
I
don't know what she's saying.
This is one, two, three, four, five young, attractive Japanese girls in gauzy outfits.
Right.
They look like they're all of like 13, 14 years old. That's SNH48 with the number one song in Japan. Kimaha Melody.
Kimaha.
Kimaha Melody.
Congratulations, everybody.
That's the number one song.
Out in the East.
Right.
What's the number one? Oh, are you looking at other ones?
What do you? Yeah.
Christian.
Well, this is the number one song in Germany and in France.
Do, 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 do.
This is Alan Walker
Sheep on my
chin with the song Faded.
You were the shadow to my light. Did you feel us? Another star, you fade away.
There you go.
You fade away.
I guess that's the number one song.
My star
in Germany
is
and in France.
It's not even German. Guy, could you imagine in this country if we had a German song that was number one on our charts? We'd be like, I ain't singing in English.
Why ain't it in American?
God damn it.
Did you see they had that, one of the Democratic events had
fuck you.
That mariachi kid sing the national anthem again.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
He's that great.
Guy, what a voice.
Again, all over Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Why is that Mexican singing the national anthem?
Because we didn't want some boring fucking white person.
Why did they let him dress in that outfit from another country while he's singing our national song?
Because we didn't want to deal with some idiot white trash child, okay? How about that?
And he's good.
Yeah, and he's talented. He's very good.
You're right.
That's why he's doing it. It has nothing to do with skin color, you dick. God.
The number one song in China.
Oh, yeah.
Is Luhan.
I knew it.
With the dance version of Excited.
Oh, this is a dance mix.
I think it starts out slow.
That's cool.
The number one song in China, Luhan.
Oh, yeah.
Excited. The dance version.
Yeah.
I love this. Yeah, it's a dude, you know, a young dude.
Do you see all those, do you hear all those snaps?
Yeah.
Are those synthesized, do you think? Are they real snaps?
Everybody's snapping in the video, okay. So it must be real.
Good.
Luhan with Excited.
Congrats. I like it, all the weird sounds. Hey, and you know what? At the very least, it's what? It's interesting.
It's interesting. Did
you
notice
what we can say about the American
Did you notice it was in English there, the chorus? You get me so excited, he was saying.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was Chinese.
You get me so excited.
What was it again?
You get me so excited. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. The Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, yeah. It's hot as shit. It's shit.
Oh, there's a new Christian song.
Oh, yeah, let's hear that
one. The top of the Christian charts, ladies
Striper?
And gentlemen, is Lauren Daigle.
Oh, yeah.
With Trust in You.
Oh, wait, why not God, Lauren?
But don't trust the Jews.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, this one's rocking.
Letting go of every single dream. I lay each one down at your feet.
Cool voice. She's got a cool voice.
I hate this song again.
Should we get to the chorus?
Oh, boring. She's great.
I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move.
Oh, a great voice. Oh, it makes me crazy that she's...
How trite.
She's doing the Jesus music.
Let me guess. Every time you don't move the mountains, you need to move something in me, something to that fucking effect.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, man.
The number one
Jesus.
Christian streaming song?
What, is that even a fucking thing?
Is,
streaming song?
Yeah. I guess they have different charts for streaming versus non-streaming.
Squirt.
But this is... this is... Skillet with... Monster, the number one
Skillet
Christian streaming song.
Skillet.
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 Welcome to 1986.
The secret side of me, I never let you see. I keep the cage, but I can't control it. So stay away
from me. Am I reading the right chart? I swear it's...
The monster's in me. The secret side of me. I'm something, something, and I can't control it.
What is that Christian?
I think they are. I think they're a Christian metal band.
Hey, you guys are trying too hard. There's no way in fucking hell you're ever going to be cool because you're a Christian.
Skillet is an American Christian rock band from Memphis, Tennessee.
Skillet.
So there you go.
Why
Skillet,
do they sound
the number
like this? One.
Skillet's the number one Jesus song streaming.
Why don't you pray to God to see if you get that frog out of your fucking throat? You'll sound a little better.
It's better than the usual stuff. The really boring, milquetoasty kind of Jesus-y stuff.
That's these Christians play by they play by their own rules, these Christians.
This isn't really Jesus-y, but this is out of Georgia.
Fuck you.
A lot of shit going on in Georgia, by the way.
I used to live there.
The legislature passed their heinous religious freedom bill. Which basically means, and it's a bad one. It's the one I was talking about when I said it'll allow if they don't like the fact that your boyfriend or girlfriend is black,
what
they can kick you out. I mean, it's that bad. It's Jeez. Religious freedom. Anything you could do anything and discriminate in any way,
right?
As long as it's your sincerely held religious belief.
Oh my God, we're so going backwards.
So they're deciding that religious belief trump everything.
Boy, great. Brilliant.
But
is everybody just fucking stupid?
Now some big company has said they were going to have a conference there or something, like 20,000 people, you know, millions of dollars in revenue. They said if Governor Deal, if he signs it, they're pulling it.
Right.
They're going to stop. So it's like what happened in Indiana. Hopefully companies will start grabbing these Christo fascists by their money sacks.
Oh, yeah.
Where the only place you can touch them.
They're so sensitive there.
Yeah, and that's the only thing that got Indiana to get rid of the worst parts of their laws.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is not... So we're keeping our eye on that. We'll see what's going on there.
For sure.
But this is a high school.
Oh, shit.
Peachtree Ridge High School.
Everything in Georgia around that Atlanta area, it's all named Peachtree. It's horrible. Peachtree Lane, Peachtree Boulevard, Peachtree Street. It's very confusing.
The school was going to have its prom April 23rd.
Okay.
At Stone Mountain Park.
Fuck you.
Is Stone Mountain, is that where, Stone what? Mountain is where the... Robert E. Lee and the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
All the cool kids are carved in the side of the facade.
Apparently, they have
thing.
Buildings there, and you can have your prom.
Dude, it's huge.
Too.
It's a huge area.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The school now has decided to move their prom.
Okay.
To the Westin in Buckhead, Atlanta.
All right.
Westin Buckhead, Atlanta, it's called. So they're moving it to Atlanta because also that day, April 23rd at Stone Mountain Park, is a planned rally for white heritage.
Oh, my God.
A so-called Confederate heritage group scheduled a rally at Stone Mountain. Considered to be the birthplace of the modern Ku Klux Klan at the same day as the prom.
These poor fucking kids, man.
Even though the school was assured that the pro-white group...
Yeah, do you want...
Self-proclaimed pro-white group...
Creepy.
They would finish their rally a couple hours before the prom was set to begin. The school
that.
Was like, still... I don't think we should do this. You know, there's probably black kids in the school. They're taking black kids to a prom.
Right.
With a mountain, with mountain-sized Confederate leaders carved into the fucking side of it. And one of them is the guy that founded the Ku Klux Klan.
It's horrible. Dude, of course.
Who would put it there in the first place?
I bet you there are black kids at this prom because the peach tree, and that sounds like it's, you know, the Atlanta area. It probably is if Stone Mountain is right around.
So somebody thought it'd be a great idea. Let's take the kids out to Stone Mountain for prom.
You know what this is about? This is, maybe there's no racism here, whatever. I mean, obviously in the White Heritage Group, but do you think this is an event planner that just fucked up and didn't realize there was like a Klan rally and a prom at the same, close at the same time?
Well, right, but I'm questioning having it there in the first place.
Right, because isn't this state land or owned by the
public? I mean, I get that it's like state land and everything, but
it's a national park.
It's Mount Rushmore for the Confederacy.
It's bonkers.
Which lost.
Wait, what?
They lost.
What?
The South lost.
Fuck you, boy.
I know it's still the history books they'd love. Alabama,
we didn't lose!
Apparently Alabama's trying real hard to fix those history books and science books.
Oh, my God. It is nuts. I mean, they blast a laser show on the side of this mountain right next to the altar to the Confederacy. Oh, yeah. It's kind of cool. It's cool. It's like a neat little light show. But at the end, they play Ray Charles sings Georgia on My Mind.
Oh, God.
And they project, listen.
Ray Charles.
A black person sings Georgia on My Mind. And if memory serves, they project these guys that are on the side of the mountain on horses riding. And then above them, there's guess what? Guess. Guess.
The what? Confederate flag.
There you go. Kate, give him a treat. He wins. I mean, you know, how fucked up is that? What does that say? What does that say is Ray Charles doesn't have a problem with the bullshit?
Texas, I've got a quick story here. We're just about ready to wrap up Faithless Friday here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to us. We're here every goddamn weekday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 live. Then you can download us as a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Yeah.
This is out of Texas, Tyler, Texas.
Fuck ye.
And I'm just going to play the CBS. You just got to hear this. Here is a news.
Secede.
Here's a news story.
Fucking
from
secede.
CBS, Texas. And this is on
New Tonight. This is one story that may be hard to believe. You got to see it. An East Texas man believes he found fossils from Noah's flood, and a self-proclaimed fossil expert says he's right.
Found fossils from Noah's flood and a self-proclaimed fossils expert.
Hey, I bet this guy's got a good brain.
CBS 19's Risa Morris has the story.
From Noah's flood to my front yard, how much better could it get?
Wayne Probst is stunned.
Meanwhile, out in front, his neighbors, this asshole, his front yard now is all torn the fuck up because, you know, it's because now it's a very important archaeological site, right?
This bag of shit, this idiot lives in a duplex.
It's a shotgun house that shares a communal wall in the middle.
And he dug up the front yard.
Apparently he's got permission of his neighbors.
So because he's finding pieces of Noah's Ark.
There's from the flood.
He was helping his aunt lay some dirt outside her home in Tyler when he found this.
Toritella snail.
And this.
A petrified snail.
And this.
They look like hearts.
What's really interesting to me is we're talking about the largest catastrophe known to man. The flood that engulfed the whole entire world.
He called up self-proclaimed fossil expert Joe Taylor, who confirmed that what Wayne found is in fact from the time of Noah's Ark.
And there's proof because they have a photocopy of the email this guy sent.
Oh my God.
And it says at the beginning of Noah's flood 4,500 years ago.
Love it.
Self-proclaimed fossil.
And he
expert.
Says finding those fossils in Tyler is rare.
I've never heard of any of that stuff from over there. I'm surprised that he found it there.
For days, Wayne and his aunt Sharon have been combing through.
This is only for Ryan.
Oh, my
You got to see what Joe Taylor of the fossil, the Mount Blanco Fossil Museum. So this is some creationist who has decided he is an expert on fossils.
Oh, my
but
God.
He twists it to fit the 6,000-year-old bullshit young Earth theory.
See that stuff from over there? I'm surprised that he found it there.
For days, Wayne and his aunt Sharon have been combing through this dirt with the help of some neighborhood kids.
Oh, my God.
I just take my toothbrush and work on them till we get it.
And send pictures of it to Taylor.
To think that they dated...
They're fossils. They're regular fossils.
My God.
They're real fossils in... Okay. There's a snail inside of a rock. It's a real fossil.
Who cares?
But how do you instantly say it's Noah's flood? Why is this on the news?
Well...
CBS Dallas News.
We're just so fucking stupid.
Back to when God destroyed the earth?
Oh, shut up.
I mean, how much better could anything be?
For a man who loved dinosaurs as a kid, Wayne says this couldn't be any cooler.
Wait a second.
Now all I gotta do is go out in the front of my aunt's house and pick up something from back from when it all began. No, I don't even gotta search anymore.
And just for the record, we have not independently verified if the rocks are in fact historic.
Define historic. Do you mean did they bounce off of Jesus's head when he couldn't catch it?
I mean,
right
with
his plan.
They're
with,
old
with his triceratops.
I was over here
can say that they have a front yard full of Noah's dirt.
Risa Morris, CBS 19.
Noah's dirt. This
play
poor
that guy's
these poor neighbors.
Again. He's so dumb.
These poor neighbors. These poor. These poor neighbors.
New tonight, this is one story that may be hard.
Front yard full of Noah's dirt.
Risa Morris.
I got a front yard full of Noah's dirt.
He's digging up a yard.
We got to go, ladies and gentlemen. We got to go right now. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Go to Rated R Comedy Show tomorrow night, Saturday night, followed by Sloppy Seconds. Follow his Twitter stream to get the details at Rated R Comedy or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Go find rocks from the flood.
Shut up,
Bob. Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.